Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Merkel with Osaic Wealth is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Greg, this may be the most watched Fed meeting ever. Policymakers expected to announce a cut in interest rates this afternoon. What's the buzz in your world? What are you hearing about this?
Hey, good morning, Susan. It's been about 20 years here, huh?
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a very watched meeting. And many part of the reason is because I think the pundits out there are not sure whether it's just going to be a 25 basis point cut in interest rates or a 50 basis point cut. And there's probably reasons for both, but there's emotions for both too. And certainly, the politics on each side want something different, of course. But yeah, there's reasons for both. I'm not an economist. I wouldn't mind a quarter point. I would understand if it was a 50% or a 50 basis point cut as well.
Quarter point, half point, to me and you, what does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter short term. Okay, the market itself will react one way, but to us, credit card rates are not coming down tomorrow morning. Your bills will probably come down minimally by the end of the year. Mortgage rates have already fallen a little bit. They would continue to fall, but again, nothing's going to happen tomorrow morning. On the other end, because it's kind of a double-edged sword here, right? If you're a spender or a buyer, your costs come down. But if you're a saver, your interest rates come down. So, and that certainly isn't going to happen overnight. You're not going to have your CD rates and your money market accounts just fall overnight. Although CD rates have fallen from about 5.5% to about just a little bit over 4 in the last year. So rates have fallen. Even mortgage rates have fallen from over 7.5% to the mid sixes already.
But it would kind of signal maybe the beginning of a series of cuts, right? And that's the big thing.
That's exactly what it does. Exactly right. And Chairman Powell mentioned that at the last meeting and at subsequent meetings that he has privately, not to do with the Federal Reserve, that they are going to start cutting rates. There's three meetings this year, September, November, December. And yes, they're going to start cutting rates. My gut would tell me that they'll cut all three times, September, November, December. And again, as I say, there's messages that are sent if it's a quarter point, and there's messages that are sent if it's a half a point.
Now, for people, this could maybe make a shift in things. I'm thinking about, everyone who's been waiting on things like getting a mortgage or doing some of these other big loan items that the interest rate might have been prohibitive for them to do. On the other hand, you have people who might have been benefiting from some of these higher interest rates, some of these high-yield savings accounts, things like that. When should we expect changes there that will impact how these people might have to act differently?
Well, it, And like I just mentioned, you're exactly right. Those changes will occur. They just don't happen overnight. You know, it's a big ship to move. You know, they don't make big moves overnight. But interest rates that you can get from your local banks and in bonds will start to come down. There's no doubt about that. It just doesn't happen, like I say, overnight. Because the Federal Reserve lowers rates, those rates just don't pop down overnight. Remember, the Federal Reserve controls short-term interest rates, whereas housing and mortgages are a little bit more on the 10-year Treasury, so those are a bit longer-term rates.
We're speaking with Greg Merkel of Osaic Wealth. You know, on the investor side of this, how do you think the market reacts today when we kind of all know what's coming?
Yeah, the market, it's going to react one way or the other. If the Federal Reserve raises, and I think we're all in the same boat that, I'm sorry, lowers. I think we're all in the same boat that the Federal Reserve will lower short-term interest rates today. If they lower it a quarter, the markets will do something, and same thing if they lower it a half. Now, lowering it a half to some of the professionals could be a good sign to get in front of the possibility of unemployment going higher. The Federal Reserve has, they call it a dual mandate, which is inflation and employment. Those are the two major concerns. Inflation has started to come down, right? We were over 9% a couple of years ago. We're now just under 3% at the rate that prices are rising. Unemployment has ticked up a little bit. And I think the Fed wants to get in front of that. Now, whether they, you know, lower 25 basis points in September, November, December, or do a 50 to get in front of this, the market, I mean, the markets could view that as, uh-oh, something's happening. And if 50 basis points does happen, the markets could, you know, could fall a little bit from that. But there might be some professionals that take advantage of that and say, hey, lower prices are coming and, you know, we want to get back in.
You know, the Fed was raising rates to cool off inflation, something that, you know, a lot of people are still saying, wait a second, what do you mean inflation's cooling? It's still high to me. Prices are still high. Is there a risk that they'll go higher with what the Fed is doing?
No, not at this point. They haven't lowered rates since 2020. Yeah, they were raising rates. We've been in an interest raising environment up until about a year ago, and that's to cool off the economy. Okay, so in turn, you get higher rates in your savings account, in your money market account, and if you're investing CDs. But then it costs become a little bit more prohibitive to buy a house, right? To buy a car now. And the Federal Reserve over the last year has been in a kind of a watching mode. They look at all the data points coming through. They watch. Inflation has come down. That doesn't mean that prices are lower. It just means the rate of prices are coming down.
All right. Hey, Greg, we'll be watching to see what happens. Thanks so much for joining us.
Perfect. You have a great day.
You too. Greg Merkel with Osaic Wealth here on WBEN.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.